CUSD sets the table for a happy new year by Andrew Alonzo. Claremont Unified School District heads back to class Wednesday, August 31st, and teachers and administrators are brimming with excitement. Though it's the second straight year since COVID-19, students will return to the district's 10 campuses for first day in-person instruction, many agreed it feels just a bit more normal. Felipe Del Vasto, San Antonio High School principal and CUSD's senior coordinator of alternative education, said,
"Waking up from these last 2 years of being under a pandemic umbrella, I'm just excited to, again, to have some kind of a normalcy in our schools. Yeah. Kids need to be feeling normal. Parents need to be feeling normal and secure." So,
Superintendent Jamel Sasser, who rejoined CUSD in July after 2 years with the Placentia Yorba Linda district, echoed Del Vasto, saying,
"There's an excitement in the air because this return feels probably as close to a normal return that we've had in the last several years."
Pandemic protocols are a bit different this year. Parents can drop by classes for special occasions once again, and students will no longer have to fill out daily COVID-19 symptom sheets before school. El Sasser said the district will be following the county public health department's lead when it comes to dealing with COVID guidelines and exposures. El Sasser told the Courier on Tuesday,
"My executive cabinet and I have a call with the superintendent of Los Angeles County Office of Education and Dr. Farrar from the LA County Department of Public Health every other Thursday morning to hear the latest updates."
According to current Los Angeles County Department of Public Health guidelines, masking on campus will be optional, but still highly recommended, and every positive test result will no longer need to be reported to the department's outbreak tracking database, quote, unless there is a cluster of three or more linked cases within a 14-day period, end quote. Should an outbreak occur, frequent testing of all potentially linked people will be implemented. Also new this year, students who come into contact with an infected person but wish to remain in school can do so. A, quote, close contact student must remain asymptomatic, be monitored for symptoms for 10 days, test negative at least once, 3 to 5 days after exposure, and again 6 to 9 days after exposure. Students unable to meet these requirements or wear a mask after exposure will need to remain at home for 10 days following potential exposure. According to the county's new guidance, quote, with the recent approval of the Pfizer Comirnaty vaccine for kids ages 12 to 15, a state COVID-19 vaccine requirement for students in grades 7 to 12 may begin in July 2023. CUSD will continue to offer its independent studies program, Claremont Alternative Learning Model, to secondary students. Del Vasto said,
"Elementary kids, we really feel that they benefit most from being in person.
Yes.
So the program is offered to secondary schools only."
Claremont High School students will see Brittany Sorenberger, a uniformed Claremont Police Department student resource officer, on campus come August 31st. El Sasser said,
"City staff has been working with my staff on a draft MOU surrounding the duties of the SRO that I believe will be taken to the City Council and to our Board of Education in the coming weeks."
El Sasser also mentioned that mental health continues to be a, quote, top priority for CUSD.
"We know that it's difficult to address their academic needs if they aren't mentally healthy, and so that will continue to be a focus of our work this year."
Elementary school teachers have been busy working to set up their classrooms ahead of Wednesday's big return. On Tuesday, the Courier dropped by Mountain View Elementary School. In Classroom 10, kindergarten teacher Kristen McKella finished decorating her rainbow-themed class and was in the process of cutting out 24 welcome cards for students. She said the feelings ahead of day one are usually a blend of nervousness and excitement.
It's always nerve-wracking getting to know like new kids and starting over after like a full summer break, but then excited because you get to know the kids and get to know new family members and yeah.
On the opposite end of campus, sixth grade instructor Maureen Free was sliding piles of books into students' desks. Ahead of the school year, she said,
I always tell my kids it's like Christmas Eve
night
before. Even coming in, I came in a week ago Monday, and it was just a thrill to be back.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. Awesome. In fact, I always greet everyone with Happy New Year.
Oh, okay.
Every year, but especially it means a lot this year.
Asked what she was looking forward to most, Free was emotional.
Just being together. We all miss that. We miss kids, but just that fullness of a school year, the hope that comes with the first day of school. I'm most excited about that.
Chaparral Elementary School Principal Anne O'Connor agreed with her colleagues that this year feels closer to normal. She said,
this one feels like we have that chance at having, playing before school and welcoming kids, it mixing and still being safe and having precautions, but getting back to breathing a little easier.
To keep up with CUSD now and throughout the school year, visit cusd.claremont.edu. For the Claremont Courier, I'm Andrew Alonzo.
First Take's theme music was written by Mick Rhodes and Wyman Reese and performed by Mick Rhodes and the Hard Eight.